Moving to Brussels now, where EU foreign ministers are meeting, and we're joined from there by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, foreign ministers, we heard, were going to receive an intelligence briefing on the US-Israeli attacks on Iran. Are you hearing any details?
No details yet, except some of the sentiment around the initial meeting they had this morning by EU foreign ministers was to point out that it was actually the Iran nuclear deal in 2015, to which the European Union was a key party. That was the agreement which was more successful in reducing Iran's enrichment program than any military action. So that was a point that was made at that meeting. Now, I think in general, foreign ministers would have preferred that the US didn't take that action over the weekend in bombing those nuclear sites in Iran. The region has been in flames, as you know, since October 7th, and there is a real fear that this will simply increase the volatility and instability because it's very hard to predict the outcome. It's quite feasible that, or conceivable that, European countries could bear the brunt of some retaliatory attacks by Iran or those purporting to support Iran. A lot of focus at the moment on the potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Again, that would have a major impact on global oil prices and, by extension, the European economy. Having said that, of course, the EU is sticking to its line that Iran should not possess a nuclear weapon, that Iran has been a source of instability in the region for several decades, and that Israel has the right to defend itself. But they would much prefer to get things back to a negotiated track as quickly as possible. The EU was present at those talks in Geneva on Friday involving, you know, the British, French and German foreign ministers and their Iranian counterpart. The EU was represented by Kaya Kallas, the chief foreign policy representative. And yet, within hours of that meeting, which was perhaps a hopeful first step for the diplomatic path, the United States had bombed Iran. So, it's to be honest, it's quite hard for European countries to keep up with the pace of what's happening. And they're calling for restraint and diplomacy. But those calls, I think, for the moment, are falling on deaf ears.
And isn't that partly down to the fact that Israel and the United States are operating outside of the UN? They're operating unilaterally, and therefore the EU role is peripheral at best, if not non-existent.
That's right. I mean, the EU is hobbled by a very sensitive and prickly relationship with Israel at the moment over its conduct in Gaza and the West Bank. It has a very tricky relationship with Donald Trump, as we know, on many fronts, because while all this is happening, there are trade negotiations going on at technical and official level between the European Union and the Trump administration, with the deadline of July the 9th approaching for tariffs to be restored. So it's kind of hard for the EU to be extremely outspoken about the US attack, given the sensitivities in the background. And of course, there's a summit in The Hague tomorrow and Wednesday, a NATO summit where Donald Trump is expected to attend. And that's all about the Europeans reassuring President Trump that Europe can take on more of the security and defence burden of the continent to leave the United States with more resources to direct perhaps to Asia Pacific. Yeah. And of course, part of that debate is how much money the Europeans will spend on defence, and they're promising to push the defence spending up to 5% of GDP.
Separately, Tony, EU foreign ministers meeting there in Brussels got the chance to respond, I believe, to that damning report on Israel's actions in Gaza, particularly the March embargo of the Strip. The Dutch foreign minister was speaking to the media, and he stopped short of spelling out what actions should be taken against Israel, instead emphasising the need for European unity. I think we can hear him now.
We will discuss various options. I think it's very important that we'll get to a ceasefire regarding the Gaza Strip. A ceasefire until now has been the most effective way to get humanitarian aid in and distributed to the right places, plus a release of the hostages, plus a perspective to the end of this terrible war.
What's your sense of it, Tony? Is any action likely to be taken against Israel by the EU?
Well, not for the moment, Paul. I mean, this is the first chance to take an assessment by foreign ministers of this report. Differing views, Ireland and Spain saying the association agreement should be suspended immediately. But Simon Harris saying, look, there isn't a consensus. Interestingly, the Italian foreign minister saying that he's opposed to any suspension of talks with Israel, making the point that Italian citizens were evacuated from Israel because Italy had good diplomatic relations with Israel, and that would be perhaps in jeopardy if the EU started to suspend parts or all of the association agreement.
RT's Europe editor Tony Connolly, thank you for joining us from Brussels.